Another condition that affects interferon cells is poliomyelitis. So polio is a virus that was common in the past. Now polio is largely, almost completely eradicated, not just in the US, but in vast parts of the world, including developing countries. So it is not that important issue anymore. However, we need to keep it in mind, especially if we're facing a case of people who are refugees. They were born and lived their childhood in parts of the world where access to healthcare is very limited, especially, you know, in war-torn countries and these places. So a refugee coming from this area was developing a pure motor neuron, lower motor neuron weakness with the features of lower motor neuron. It's something that we have to consider. The big example is what happened in Syria recently. The polio has been eradicated for more than 2 decades, and in the last 2 to 3 years there have been proven cases that started to show up again because of the lack of vaccination. Polio starts typically affects the human body as a viral infection. Most of the time it does not cause any neurologic problems. However, if it does, it will start as a meningitis picture, headache, fever, body aches, neck stiffness, meningeal features, and then followed by this diffuse weakness. It can affect some parts of the body, or it can affect the entire body, obviously. Weakness has lower motor neuron features. It is accompanied by atrophy. Remember, atrophy does not happen right away. It takes time, sometimes several weeks before the atrophy develops. Generally speaking, even when we have poliomyelitis, the prognosis is overall is not bad. People tend to recover reasonably well. However, there are severe cases where there will be permanent paralysis and atrophy. If we do CSF, the CSF will be consistent with viral meningitis, and the polio antibodies will be positive both in the blood or in the CSF, or sometimes even in a pharyngeal swab. Polio is spread through droplets transmission and orofecal transmission. Currently, we only use the killed virus vaccine because there's been rare reports of the oral live attenuated vaccine causing polio. The treatment is mostly supportive.